Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Mechulin, Daf Yod Gimel Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud, about to take a look at the second little piece of Mishnah Aleph here in Chulin, in Perek Aleph Chulin. Shechitat goy nevela. If a non-Jew does shechita, the animal is judged to be nevela. Umetama b'masa, and has tumat masa. Masa means if you carry it, even without touching it, you are tameh. Now, nevela in isur hana'alo. The implication of the Mishnah is that it's only a nevela, meaning you're not allowed to eat it, but there is no isur hana'a, you could sell it to a non-Jew. Mantanas, who's the author? Author of this, Amr Chibar Ab, Rabbi Abram Yochanan, Delok Rabbi Eliezer. This is not fit with Rabbi Eliezer. It means it's the school against Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Stamach Shevet Goy, Avodat Kochavim. That the default is that when a non-Jew does shechita, his intent is for Avodah Zarah. Clearly, we're not judging it that way. Rabbi Ami Amar Hachitani, he reads the Mishnah a little differently. Shechitat goy nevela, meaning had demean, meaning a real apostate, lavudat kochavim. Meaning that if it's just a regular non-Jew, then we judge it nevela. But if he's a real devotee, then we judge it as a vodazar. Tanina lahadatan rabbanan, and that's supported by this braita. Shechitat min, meaning a devotee, lavudat kochavim. It's sort of like shechitat avodazara. Pito pitkut patkuti. His bread is judged to be patkuti, asur. Yeno yain nesach. His wine is judged to be yain nesach, isur da'oraita. Sfarav sifrei kosmin. Any scrolls that he writes are considered to be apostasy, or in this wizardry, as in invalid sfarim. Perotav tvalin. And any of his fruit, which are obligated in Terumot Masrot, because he, and we're going to see here, we're talking about somebody who's Jewish. But nonetheless, his act of separating Terumot Masrot is invalid, and therefore it's considered tevel. The Yesh Omrim, af panav mamzerin. Not only that, but his sons are all mamzerin. Meaning that we assume that he allows his wife, or encourages his wife, to go and have affairs with other men. But Tanakama, why doesn't the Tanakama include that last one? Ishtol mamafker, because that's not something he does. Amar mar, shechitat goy nevela. Our Mishnah says shechitat goy is nevela. Why don't we concern ourselves that this goy might be an apostate, meaning a devotee? Very strange statement. Ein minin b'motov de kochavim. The non-Jews don't have minim. Those kind of devotees only come from the Jews. But we see that there are devotees. Meaning, most of them aren't, and we rely on Rove, and most of the non-Jews are just, people who practice their own religion, but not as ardent devotees. He says that the non-Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz do not really, they're not real devotees of Avodah Zarah. I mean, they're just keeping up ancestral traditions. Rabbi Yosef bar Manyumi Amram Nachman, Ein Minin Be'umot Avdei Kochavim. He made the same statement. So Lamai, for what purpose? Ilei Meli Shechita, if that's for purposes of Shechita, Hashta Shechitat Min Di Yisrael Amart Asiri. He said if a Jewish apostate does Shechita, it's Asur. You can't eat it. Dovei Kochavim Bayi, if it's a non-Jew, certainly. Ella Moridin. It must be for the Halacha of Moridin, which is if somebody has fallen into a pit, there's case of Ma'alin, you bring them out. There's a case of lo malin v'lo moridin. You don't help them out, but you don't push them down. And moridin is the worst kind of people that you actually push them down. Hashti Yisrael moridin. If a mean Yisrael goes in, you push him down. Dovdei kochavim ibayef. He's non-Jew. Certainly, you would push him down. By the way, important to note just that in the 20th century, important people, notably the Chazon Ish, said that this entire approach towards Yisrael Min has to be seen differently in light of the fact of the way many people grow up and the environment, etc. Ukva bar Chama, lekabel mihen korban, with the purpose of saying that they are not minim, is to say that we can accept a korban from them. D'tanya, we had this at the end of Menachot, Mikem v'lo kulchem, that the Torah says that at the beginning of Parshat of Sefer Vayikra, Adam Mikem, and Mikem here, the way we're reading it is some of you, Lotziata Mumar, as opposed to a Meshumad, somebody who was an apostate, meaning a Jew is an apostate, we won't accept a korban from him. Mikem, but Bachem chilak t'vo b'dove kochavim, I only make that distinction among you and not among non-Jews. How do I know that? Maybe it's the opposite. Mi'Yisrael mitzadiki kabel mishilo tekabel. Maybe among Jews we only accept korbanot from good guys. Maybe we don't accept korbanot from non-Jews at all. So lo sakodaitach, you cannot entertain that possibility. Tanya, Ish, the Torah says, Ish, as you have the Pasuk on the handout. Matam lo ra ish, why did it say ish, ki ishchat, etc.? They're allowed to bring voluntary korbanot just like Israel. So therefore, if we're going to say we don't make a distinction, the distinction has to be for their benefit, which is that even an apostate will have his korban brought, and we do not look into his deed nor creed. Matamim Mimasa, the end of the Mishnah said that this nevela is Matamim Mimasa. It's Pshita, Kevin Develahi Matamim Mimasa. Since it's a nevela, it has Tumat Masa. That's only Kiddush. Rava Hachitan, and this is what it means. Zum Matamim Mimasa, Shacher Chi Matamah Afilu Ba'ohel. There's another kind of korban that could be slaughtered by a non-Jew, which should be Tame even Ba'ohel. Ve'ezo, Zoti Krovet Avodat Kochavim. That's if he slaughters, intending to offer it up to a pagan gods. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera, as we will see in a moment, Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera's opinion is that Tikovat Avodah Zarah is Matamim Ba'ohel. Ika da Amri, some people read it the opposite way. Amarav Achiktani, Zumatam Ma'asav, Yishtach Acheret Shikazu, Shantam Ma'asav Enam Matam Ba'ohel. There's another one that you might have thought has more intense Tuma, but doesn't. Ve'ezo Zutikovat Avodah Kochavim, Delok Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera. What's that? The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera, Omer, Minayim Tikovat Avodah Kochavim, Shi Matamim Ba'ohel. How do I know? And we have this in Avodah Zarah. That korbanot offered to Avodah Zarah have tumat ohel, shenamar veitzamdu leval pora echlu zivchemetim. In the historia Safis, in Tilim Kuvav, refers to the sin of worship of Poor by Bnei Yisrael with the Bnot Midyan as being similar to eating zivchemetim. So ma mate metame beohel, just like a mate is tumat ohel. Have to go over to Kohav and Tamil oil, same thing with the offerings to Po'or and any other Avodah Zarah. Alright, whether we accept Yudav and Meter or not is subject to the two versions of Rava here. Now, the next and third piece in the first Mishnah is Ashochet Balayla Vachena Suma Shachat Shchitatok Shera. If you do Shchita at night, or a blind person does Shchita, it is valid. Now, Ashochet Diavad In. This is my friend surprising, but the way they're reading it is that Ashochet is only B'diavad. Meaning, l'chatchila lo, l'chatchila, we don't allow you to do shchita at night, or a blind person to do shchita, but if he did, it's valid. Or meaning, watch the challenge, the olam shochtin, ben bayom, ben balayla, ben barosh agag, ben barosh asfina. You could do shchita anytime, anywhere, even during the day and even during the night, on top of a roof, on top of a boat, wherever it might be. So, which is it? L'chatchila b'diavad, papa k'shavuka kenegdo. When are you allowed to ab initio? Do shchita at night, that's when you have a torch in front of you. So as the resolution is, our Mishnah is talking about pitch black night when there's no light. That's b'diavad. The statement that said, b'dreyom v'n b'layla, l'chatchila, is talking about when you have light. And Rav Ashi says, I'll prove that Rav Papa's distinction is correct. Diktani hatam dum yediyom. In that passage, it compared Laila to Yom. When it's light, Achadumin Asumi, an army shtad compared it to a blind man, it's totally dark. Shema Minas, so you see that distinction is an accurate distinction. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we will complete our study of the first Mishnah of the first parak of Chulin in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.